Business News Desk on Stray FM.
With NIC Cleaning Services, making headline news with the cleanest offices in town.
And a very warm welcome to Sarah Barry once again to the News Desk.
Love the pun there. Warm welcome.
Warm.
Goes with the weather.
Lovely. It's so nice when it's like this. And we've got some hot news stories for you here. Oh, it's just getting worse.
I'll apologise on your behalf.
Thank you very much. It's very kind. Now, we're going to start with Ripon today on our first story because there's plans to bring Marks and Spencer's back to Ripon. And apparently, it appears to have the backing of local businesses. Do you have more on this, Sarah?
Yeah, it does. The Chamber of Trade did a survey amongst their members and 90% were in favour of bringing M&S back to Ripon after 7 years' departure when they closed all those years ago. And yeah, the Vice President, or Vice Chairman, should I add, not President, Stephen Craggs, sums it up nicely, I think, and it's all about bringing big brand names back to the city. Mm. Obviously, they're going to attract more shoppers, more visitors, full stop, to the city, which can only be a good thing.
It's really interesting as well to see somebody who is such a stalwart of independence there within Ripon as well, wanting to help grow the city through independent and also big brand name.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting from Stephen's point of view is when he started out about 8 years ago, I think, there were a lot more competitors for his own business, he's saying. But in actual fact, he thinks that's a better place to be than not, because it's the more, you know, the more there is for people to come and see and shop and do in the centre of Ripon is got to be a good thing. And the other thing about M&S is this is particularly strong because obviously we know it's a strong brand, but it's also a bigger brand. It's you know, nationwide, as we know, it's national. And a lot of the brands are actually avoiding some of the smaller cities because they can't get the shop floor space. They need the square footage, which is always going to be a challenge in places that, you know, of that ilk, isn't it? So yeah, it's all good.
And some more good news as well for a Harrogate business. Now, the establishment has been named as one of the UK's 25 best value fine dining restaurants. Which restaurant is this, Sarah?
Yeah, it's a newish restaurant called Restaurant 92, which is on Station Parade in Harrogate. This is an outstanding story. I think it's amazing for us to have one of the best restaurants or best fine dining restaurants in the town centre.
It's just phenomenal to be able to think, right, I'm going to go here and it's going to be good value as well.
Now, yeah, I mean, this chap is 23 years old as well. This is Michael Carr is the chef. He's also on our food and drink show as well, so that's even better.
Can you hear that on Thursday evenings?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Cross
promotion.
But he's learnt his trade through the likes of Gordon Ramsay. He's worked for him with Claridge's in London.
Wow.
And he's been described by the Sunday Times reviewers as a serious newcomer and jaw-droppingly good food, if you can say that.
Easy to say, not with a mouthful of food, I would imagine.
Yeah, he's been cooking since he was 14 years old and obviously world-class by the sounds of it. So we're very fortunate to have him here in town.
Definitely, and highly recommend listening to the Food and Drink Show and listening to Restaurant 92 on there as well. And some Morgan news. We've mentioned about this a few times and there's still big plans from Stray with this as well. Massam means business. Businesses in Massam have joined forces to introduce a new reward scheme since they've got their big brown sign on the motorway, which is very welcome.
Yeah, and I actually went to visit Massam for myself to see what is going on recently. So I met with all the organisers and people who were coordinating this. And Massam really does mean business. It was absolutely beautiful. It helped because it was a lovely summer's day as well. Sun was shining on Massam that day. But yeah, I think they've come up with a cracking scheme. It's a 12-month scheme. You literally just need to go and buy, effectively, it's like a bag for a fiver in one of the shops who are participating. And you get a loyalty membership card back. And I can honestly say, looking at the list of people taking part, all the businesses.
The list. It's a long list.
You've got everyone from the bigger guys, like the breweries, the Theakstons and Black Sheep Breweries and Swinton Park as well, the hotel. And to all the independent businesses, about 30-odd of them taking part. So even if you used it at one outlet, I was working this out, looking at the Swinton parts of these world, you can save your £5 and more with one you know, one visit, I reckon.
So you get your money back pretty much straight away already. Thank you so much again, Sarah, for coming on this week. If you've got a business news story for us that you want to feature on the Business News Desk, then why not get in touch with us? You can send your stories to news@strayfm.com. Thanks, Sarah.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
With NIC Cleaning Services, the professional's choice for trustworthy, reliable contract cleaning.